inside the city, I couldn't identify any non-black, rather affluent or or very poor neighborhoods.
Can you tell me about some local landmarks?
Well, you know, we've discussed Vulcan, and there's Woodrow Wilson Park between the county courthouse and City Hall up there. There's Kelly Ingram Park down on Fifth Avenue. That's recently been renovated. It's a very beautiful site now. It came about the affirmative action program. But, of course, really, the ground itself, or the turf, but not the turf, but the ground that you see, is really one of the landmarks. Birmingham is the only place, and I sound as if I'm PR in Birmingham, but I really love the place. Obviously, I wouldn't be here. But Birmingham is the only city where the three elements for making steel are found right in the soil. And, you know, that's coal, iron, and limestone. Coke, iron, and limestone, and, you know, coal burns coke. And that in itself is a landmark. And so, like Vulcan, the god of, you know, fire, and all of that's around the motif of the steel-making industry. Now, I don't know, that could be rapidly changing because we're sitting inside of a landmark. The University of Alabama in Birmingham is fastly becoming one of the better medical centers in the country. Again, I sound as if I'm PRing, but that's true. As a matter of fact, say our dental school, our School of Optometry, rated number one, Let me say this. I know our School of Optometry is rated number one, and I know dentists place very high. They teach four-handed dentistry there. Our School of Medicine is fastly, and you know our cardiovascular work, our open heart, but we are attracting people from all over the world, of course, the very affluent, from movie stars and all, but Dr. Kirkland has an excellent reputation. So I think a lot will be, well, the university itself is a landmark here in the city. The steel mill, of course, can be seen at night as it reddens up the sky. I might be thinking too grandiose and looking over some very small landmarks, but of course, because of PR, when Birmingham started really rebuilding. Mm-hmm. The two tallest structures in the city, downtown area, are landmarks. You know, any picture you look, that's not local in nature, we feature them somehow. Like one of the last year, they were pushing the new airport. You know, they had to use a landmark. The year before that, I think it was some of the tall buildings downtown, the botanical garden that they were pushing. You know, the year before that. So, those are, I think, what I would consider just a cursory kind of answering to be the major landmarks.
That's pretty good. Do any of these parks or neighborhoods have any slang names that nobody else would know? I mean, did you ever grow up hearing any slang names for neighborhoods?
Well, you said slang. No, not really. Where I grew up, there was a park that was two blocks from the house, not very well kept in those days, but nonetheless a park. And you just call it the Pratt City Park, you know. And it was later renamed the Howes Sanford Park because of some local Pratt City leaders. And, you know, there's still a lot of esprit de corps and all, even though the economic level is not that high in Pratt City, not in the area I came from, in Pratt City at all. But, you know, these were two black gentlemen, and I knew Mr. Sanford, the late Mr. Sanford. I didn't know the late Mr. Howes, but the park was renamed in his honor, and the center was built on top of it. And, you know, there was Tuxedo, but those were the names, the actual names of them. So slang names, no. The only thing that comes close to that, and again, they're the real names, are something that Birmingham has started recently. That's the Vest Pocket Park, but that's what they're actually called.
That's what, okay.
So it's not a slang name, but it's where they found a little corner